Now to a band making a comeback. The band Garbage first made a splash in the mid-1990s with its moody alternative rock in songs like this one. I'm only happy when it rains. Jancy Dunn interviewed Garbage for Rolling Stone magazine back then when they came out with their first album.
Their music was always really ahead of its time. I mean, their debut album sounds modern to me even now. Always very forward-thinking, intelligent.
We used to describe it as sci-fi pop because we felt it was sort of taking a futuristic approach.
That's Shirley Manson, the lead singer for Garbage. The band's debut album sold millions of copies. And Shirley Manson, a Scot in a band of Americans, became an alt-rock sex symbol. Here's music writer Jancy Dunn.
Every guy who ever loved alternative music and had a gas station shirt in the 90s had a crush on Shirley. She was amphibiously pale and had this flaming, carroty, beautiful hair.
She, along with Garbage, recorded three more albums, which yielded more hits. They even recorded this theme for a James Bond movie. The world is not enough, but it is such a perfect place to start my love. Then, in 2005, after years of exhaustive touring and disagreements with their record label, Garbage said it was taking a break indefinitely. Drummer Butch Vig produced albums for various bands and won a Grammy. Shirley Manson played a role on a TV show. She also recorded as a solo artist.
I made that record because I wanted to get really quiet and I wanted to get rid of all the loud guitars and I wanted to get away from all the pressures that I felt my band was under. And then years passed, literally, and then all of a sudden I just wanted to make loud, guitar-driven rock again.
So Garbage reunited and has now recorded a new album, its first in 7 years.
With this record, I think we just accepted, you know, we are who we are, we have outsider status, we're always going to be oddball, and that's okay. And you're so
Shirley Manson of Garbage. The band's new album is Not Your Kind of People. It's out today.